Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Where today we're in Luke chapter 12. We've been in Luke for a few days, and we'll be there for a couple more days before we move on to one of the other Gospels. You know, where we're at is Jesus is now, he's been speaking to a multitude, and he's also addressing his disciples. We'll back up a little bit to remind ourselves. In verse 1, we read, "In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all." And so this large crowd pressing in among each other, where they were at a place where it was almost like a stampede just to be around Jesus. And so he then turns to his disciples and trying to teach them, speak to them. First of all, we saw in chapter 12, as he spoke about the dangers of hypocrisy. And then we saw how important it is for us to fear God. And then Jesus spoke to us yesterday concerning how we should make our confession of Christ before men. And so we pick up the story today in verse number 13 of chapter 12. He says, "Then one person from the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell me my brothers to divide the inheritance with me.'" And so out of this large crowd, all of a sudden this one guy kind of, you know, pipes up and speaks this. He says, "Hey, I have this inheritance. Could you solve this, you know, teacher," otherwise the rabbi, you know, as they are looking to him as the leader, one that would help solve the problems within the community. And that's certainly what the rabbi was there to be able to help solve the situations that were arise. And he said to him, being Jesus, "Man, who made me to be judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Oh my goodness. That's really his different teaching, isn't it, than what people are used to back then. Remember who we're speaking to, or Jesus was speaking to back then. It was a very Grecian world, a very Roman world, and certainly it was a Jewish world. It was a mixture of it, and certainly within the Jewish, they had even the Hellenistic Jews who were very, you know, secular, as the Herodians were. There was a mixture of people that were what you might consider to be very worldly. And so as he's saying these things, he says, "Hey, life doesn't consist of the things that, or the abundance of the things that you possess." Well, of course, this goes against the common idea of men today. Somewhere or somehow, we think that life does consist of the abundance of your possession. People, I believe, are constantly trying to really amass more and more things, thinking as soon as I have enough material goods that I'll be happy, then I'll be satisfied, and I'll find great contentment. But they will always be looking for more, because things can't satisfy us. When you think about, you know, I got to have the latest and greatest phones. Remember, there were just phones that you were just happy to have a cell phone. Wow, I could use it to call 911 if I ever get stuck on the freeway. Then they told us that wasn't good enough. Remember that, just to have a phone? It says, then you got to have a flip phone because it fits in your pocket better. Well, that's not good enough. We're going to give you a phone that's actually smart. Can you believe that? And so they convince us that we need a smartphone, but it needs to be a bigger smartphone. Then they went to a smaller smartphone. Then they went to one that could play videos and apps and all that. And see, there always is something new, isn't there? And I'm just talking about an old phone. But you think about all the things that the world dangles in front of us and says, when you get that, then you'll be satisfied. And really, that's the really pull of Madison Avenue in their advertising, where they try to appease to our flesh of amassing things, abundance of things that Jesus is talking about, as we think those are the things that we actually need for our lives. Then he goes on in verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crop? So he goes, oh my, I got a problem. So he said, I will do this, and I will pull down my barns and build greater, or otherwise larger barns, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years, to take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. One thing is comforting that I find in here, so often I find myself talking to myself. You ever do that, where you have a conversation? He said, soul or myself? What do you think of that? Is that a good idea? Once I get the bigger barn filled up, I'll be at such ease. I'll be able to eat, drink, and marry. I won't have to worry about life. Things are really good. But in verse 30, he says, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you have provided? He's really touching him, isn't he? He says, the things that you amass, the things you think are so important, once life's over, it really won't matter to you, will it? I heard one evangelist one time said, he says, you know, when you go to heaven, nobody has a U-Haul being pulled behind them with all the things that you amassed over the period of time. Our stuff stays here. In fact, one of the fellows, a writer from years gone by, a guy named Francis Schaeffer, he wrote a book. Within the book, he's talked about all the possessions that people amass. Think about the coolest refrigerator that you've ever had. And you think about the refrigerators that we have today. In fact, they've only been around some 94 years now. They were originally developed a domestic refrigerator over in Europe. Before that you would have an ice box that you would put your stuff in. And so, but we think they're so important. But after a while, when you wear those things out, you know where you can go visit your refrigerators that you dream about so much? You can go down to the local dump and see all those things that you thought that you couldn't live for, or you couldn't hardly go another day unless you have it. But Jesus says something so important to us in verse 21. When you paint this background that he's speaking about, he says, so is he who lays up his treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. That's something that I think all of us need to think about for a little bit. Are we rich towards God? Are we storing up our treasures in heaven? Or are we concerned about this world and all the things that we have here? You know, I think it's important that we consider this and we really take time to really, every once in a while to examine our lives and say, what am I truly putting value in? As we'll talk tomorrow more about this, about how we shouldn't worry about all of our possessions. And let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with having things. We need a place to live. We need a car to drive nowadays, and we need cell phones and everything else. They're just part of life. But really what he's saying is where you're putting your heart. Are you putting your heart towards those things, thinking they're going to satisfy you? Or are you trusting in the living God each and every day? Can you honestly say that you're putting your faith in Jehovah God, that you're living for God this day, that you understand the tremendous grace of God that God has extended to you through his Son, Jesus Christ? Are you putting your faith in him and seek to yield your life to him by calling him Lord over your life? I hope so, and I pray so, because in doing so, your life would be truly, truly blessed. And so let me read this verse to you as we leave you this day for us to ponder, where Jesus said, so is he who lays his treasure up for himself and is not rich towards God. I pray that you are rich towards God. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me tell you a truth. You truly are rich towards God. And so until next time, when we continue on here in Luke chapter 12, may God richly bless you.
Are we hot?
We're hot.
Okay. For information about this broadcast, or if you have any questions, feel free to mail us at Agape Chapel OC, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. Or you can email us at aft@agapechapeloc.org. Or visit our website at agapechapeloc.org. Until next time.